12 to 8 on 3RW Breakfast. Russia, last night banned from the Tokyo Olympics and several world championships as well for 4 years after the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, ruled to punish it for manipulating laboratory data. In other words, cheating, particularly drug cheating. So a very significant ruling from WADA overnight that means that Russia will not be able to carry the flag or play the anthem at the Tokyo Olympics. Independent, if they can prove that they are drug-free, will be allowed to compete, but under an independent banner. So this is a massive decision from WADA to slap Russia with this ban. Dr. Catherine Ordway is Assistant Professor in Sports and the Law at the University of Canberra and Sports Integrity and Investigations Expert. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning.
Well, this is significant because quite often these countries are hit with a wet lettuce leaf, but this is a significant penalty.
Yes, it really is, and it does echo the penalty that they received, that Russia received ahead of the Rio Games 2016. So I hope that this is going to be a heavy enough penalty. There has been a call by the Global Athletes Alliance that it doesn't go far enough, isn't strong enough, but it certainly will hit them where it hurts.
Well, Russia, of course, have denied it and they continue to fight, and I'm sure they'll appeal this decision. But surely the message now is getting through, slowly but surely.
Yes, you really hope so. If the World Anti-Doping Agency hadn't taken this strong stance, it really would have undermined their authority globally. So they had to take this stance against Russia because, if you remember, there was the scandal around the swapping of the bottles and the list of the safe athletes and those athletes that were going to be scapegoated during the Sochi Games, and then the allegations around the international athletics. So this has been a long time coming, where Russia was given the opportunity to give the World Anti-Doping Agency all of their laboratory data to demonstrate that they are doing the right thing now going forward. And they've manipulated that data, and they've changed dates, and they have been shown to have deleted things, amended things. So this is an enormous scandal for Russia and very hard to come back from, I would think.
So we may still see really up to hundreds of Russian athletes compete under a neutral flag. What will they have to do to prove they are clean and were clean in the last 4 years in order to compete at the Olympics?
Yes, yeah, so I assume that the process will be pretty similar to pre-Rio, where the athletes had the opportunity to demonstrate that they have been tested by a variety of national anti-doping organisations and other testing bodies around the world. So if you think about a tennis player, for example, Maria Sharapova or someone like that, who spends most of their life outside of Russia, and they're being tested all the time by the international tennis bodies and the national bodies when they land in different countries. Say if they came to Australia for the Australian Open, you could expect that ASADA would test them and so on. So then they can demonstrate by showing their biological profile that there isn't anything untoward there. Other athletes are really going to struggle. If they're a weightlifting athlete or athletes like that that pretty much stay in Russia, and that means that they can't demonstrate that they have been tested at a rigorous standard, then they might be banned.
And do we think Russia is on its own here, or are there fears that there may be some other countries that are engaging in systemised doping?
There's no way that Russia's the only country doing this. That's part of the challenge, I think. All the spotlight's on Russia, but there was a recent documentary done by Hyot Seppel, the German documentary filmmaker, who first blew the whistle on behalf of the Russians. And he has done one on Morocco, for example, and that demonstrates that there was systematic doping happening there. And you would have to imagine that there are other countries in the world that think that they can also get away with it. But this message today from WADA about Russia is a really strong one, and hopefully it makes some countries think twice.
And we've seen Mac Horton, of course, his much-publicised protest against Sun Yang, the swimmer. Do you think more individual athletes will take stronger stances now and act a bit like Mac did?
It's hard to say. Certainly the International Olympic Committee doesn't have much time for athletes making protests on the podium. They're strengthening up their rules around that kind of a protest. There's a delicate balance between athletes having the right to free speech, of course, the same as all of us enjoy, and then the opportunity to besmirch other athletes, particularly where there's a question mark over them. And that's situation with Matt Horton is particularly complex, as you would have seen from the recent Court of Arbitration for Sport case.
Doctor, we thank you for your time. Dr. Catherine Ordway, Assistant Professor in Sports and the Law at the University of Cambridge.